A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Does the word babble jump out at you like it does me? Maybe it makes you think of a young child just learning to talk, or one of those people in our lives who just never knows when to quit talking. The many words part reminds me of the devout prayer, the one whose devotional books are worn around the edges from being recited every day. Yes, every day, no matter what. Whose lips form words of love and devotion to their God. Whose lives are centered around those words. It definitely is a type of spirituality not foreign to us. But today, Jesus reminds us that maybe all those words might not be necessary. That all those words could in fact be recited without the depth of prayer. Maybe they really are just words. So Jesus gave the disciples and us the Our Father. Consider the phrases that jump out at you now. Thy will be done. Give us this day. Forgive us as we forgive those. The give us this day part is comforting, knowing that our needs will be met hour by hour. And when we feel there is a lack, we just need to keep faith and be patient and wait, especially when we think about all the pain in Nepal, the boats filled with desperate emigrants, the persecuted Christians, the racist-clogged communities, hearts filled with grieving and mourning. Sometimes it feels like the gifts for the day never materialize. Oh, how hard we must work to maintain faith and gratitude. And then it seems to me the phrase I need often is the forgiveness phrase. I look at myself, I look at the world around me, and I'm afraid I see and feel more of the get-even mentality, the eye for an eye. Is that the basic justice feeling we carry deep inside, that we always want the balance to be in perfect harmony? Sure we do. But there are times when it is not, and it is not our fault. And to raise the balance up to near perfect harmony, someone has to give. Even then, sometimes, things will never feel fair. I think if Jesus were helping me to write this today, he'd say, "Yes, you are the one who very often has to give, forgive, let go, calm down, and try to see the situation from the other person's view." Gee, life is hard when you try to pray the Our Father deep inside, with real understanding, with love for God's people, for those who have not had the benefits of the life we have had. Our Father, Amen.